Welcome back in to the David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason. Glad to be back home in Germany after 2 weeks of sleeping in hotel beds and on my daughter's couches. And it was a great trip, though. I spoke at the second anniversary conference for the Coalition of Council Priests, and I'll have a follow-up interview about that conference with Father Lovell coming up on Wednesday this week. It was a wonderful conference, and it was great to connect and reconnect with many of you there. Then I headed to Ohio to spend some time with my family and my daughters. And I'm really so happy that my girls are out of school now, out of college, and they have their own place now where I can just crash out and have to rent hotel rooms and all this stuff. So I told them the next step, now that they have like a couch and a living room for me to lay on, is next is to get a guest room and then a guest house with a pool. And then Dad will be happy. So anywho, the Vatican, which has turned into a parody account, is apparently being run by a pope who makes the worst hiring choices in the history of adults, of world leaders making hiring choices. Not only is Pope Francis the worst pope in history of the Catholic Church because of his endorsement and his evangelization of the sin of sodomy, but just as a leader who is in charge of an organization that people should respect, he consistently hires people who make the Catholic Church look like a gay bathhouse. Let's get into the show.
Hovering over the skies of a post-Christian society, we have spotted a man with a donut in one hand and rosary beads in another.
Child, I'm about to whoop Satan's behind.
He is boldly proclaiming truth and reason like no rigid Catholic ever has before. The David L. Gray Show begins now.
The Dicastery for the Doctrine of Faith is the oldest among the departments of the Roman Curia. It was founded to defend the Catholic Church from heresy and is the body responsible for promulgating and defending Roman Catholic doctrine. From 1542 to 1908, this department was called the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Roman and Universal Inquisition. From 1908 to 1965, it was called the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Holy Office. And from 1965 to 2002, it was called the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith. And now it's called the Disaster for the Doctrine of Faith. And let's just call it Disaster instead of Dicastery, because it is a disaster, and we all know it. There is no faith in the Vatican. And no one there is interested in Lex Orandi, Lex Crendi, or Lex Vivendi. That is, no one there believes that our prayer life and our beliefs are integral into how we live our faith. For if it was, there is no way in hell that Pope Francis would have been able to appoint his Argentinian buddy, Archbishop Victor Manuel Fernandez, as a new prefect for the Dicastery for the Doctrine of Faith, an office of the church that is now responsible for adjudicating canonical cases involving sexual abuse of minors by clerics, along with other serious canonical crimes. Yet, in 2019, Fernandez publicly defended Reverend Orlando Lorenzez after a child sex abuse complaint against the priest from 2008 surfaced. He even celebrated Mass in Orlando's parish after the allegation was made, and only removed him 8 months later after more allegations had been made. Then in 2 months after that, his removal, after a total of five alleged victims had come forward, and after a judge issued an order for his arrest, Lorenzo committed suicide. We do not know if Lorenzo was guilty as charged, but we do know that Archbishop Fernandez failed at every level to protect the church, protect the victims, and to get Lorenzo some help that he needed to deal with being accountable for his actions. Rather, the Archbishop enabled Lorenzo, and he spiritually abused the entire diocese. Now he's a prefect for the Disaster for the Doctrine of Faith. Fernandez is also notable for his role at being the theological advisor to Pope Francis, being one of his ghostwriters for the apostolic documents, his homilies, and Amoris Laetitia. In a documentary by Pope Francis called Francisco, Fernandez defended Argentinian civil union law for homosexuals. So what we have here is a new prefect for the Disaster for the Doctrine of Faith who is fully on board with the sin of sodomy, and he's Skittle-friendly. This whole thing tracks perfectly well for Pope Francis, and everyone should be upset about a holy see that's making a shipwreck of people's faith by pointing someone to the disaster for the doctrine of faith who's wrote a book about kissing. You know, when Donald Trump became president of the United States, a man with no history of Washington, D.C. politics, it made sense to us why he would hire the worst people for the job he wanted to do. He hired Omarosa. Nothing against Omarosa personally. I knew her high school. We went on a date in college, but completely unqualified to do anything for the country. That's like hiring me to do something for the country. He hired Jeff Sessions, a man with no backbone to protect him against the Russia scam. He hired Christopher Wray as director of the FBI and has overseen the FBI that has become even more of an enemy of people who has been used by the Uniparty to destroy Trump himself. He hired Stephanie Grisham as White House press secretary, who never held a briefing for the media during her 9 months in the position. He hired his daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared to do something, but who only ended up enriching themselves by taking money from the Jews and Saudis. Not that he got everything wrong. He especially got everything right with his Supreme Court appointments, but he also got so much wrong in who he hired and who he didn't fire when he should have, like Fauci. It made you scratch your head at times, right? What was the guy doing? When Democrats hire bad people to do bad jobs, we expect that because Democrats don't hire on merit. They hire on credit, giving credit to people for things they didn't even earn. Hiring Kamala Harris and Ketanji Brown Jackson because they're black women who are married to white men. Hiring Karine Jean-Pierre and Pete Buttigieg because they're Skittles. We get it. Democrats do not hire on merit. And neither does Pope Francis. He hires his friends. He hires people who cooperate with him, who will continue to try to destroy the faith as many as possible. People such as his friend Juan Carlos Cruz, who himself was a survivor of sex abuse at the hands of the clergy, who was appointed in 2018 as a member of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors. But here's a man who Pope Francis told that same year that God made you a gay man. To head the Pontifical Academy for Life in 2015, Pope Francis appointed Vincenzo Bagaglia, who called assisted suicide the greatest common good concretely possible, who appointed pro-abortionists to the Academy, who claimed that contraception and artificial insemination are sometimes acceptable, who insisted that priests could accompany people through assisted suicide, and claimed that Italy's pro-abortion law is a pillar of the country's social life. And let's not forget, Pope Francis appointed heritage Jesuit post-sodomite James Martin as a consultant to the Vatican Secretary for Communication. We're not going to get into all of the homosexuals that Pope Francis has created as cardinal electors. Pope Francis does not hire on merit. He hires on credit. He gives credit to clergy who are flaming homosexuals and Skittle-friendly. Francis' recruitment slogan? The Skittles, the Proud, the Francis appointees. And that's all I know about that for now. Just remember, nothing that I said in this video affects the one job you have been called to do since your baptism. Go be in a world who the liturgy has been forming you to be. Go be in a world who you have received in the liturgy. And go live your life like salvation matters. But until then, until next time, blessings and shalom to you. Thank you for watching the show. For more content, just smash that subscribe button and that notification bell, and you'll be notified whenever I upload new content. Hopefully, but not always, you'll get that notification. And also, please consider becoming a sponsor of the show. You can do this a couple of ways, either by going over to patreon.com/DavidO'Gray, and just for a couple of dollars a month, you'll have access to all of our exclusive content over at saintdominicsmedia.com, or become a YouTube member of this channel. And again, for just a couple of dollars a month, you'll have access to all the content on this YouTube channel that is older than 5 months. But either way, please keep me in your prayers and I'll keep you in mind. And remember that Jesus loves you and is there for you. Thank you.